The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Today is a sad day.
It's a very sad day.
But we're not going to make it sad.
We're not going to make it sad.
We're not going to... Go on. No.
Please.
I might start to tear up a little bit. So if I keep going, it's because I'm trying to hold back the tears and pretend that I'm well hard and I'm not.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit like you're gagging on something then, but probably more appropriate.
Could be.
It is a very sad day. This is the dating show, but this is the dating show for the very last time.
I can't believe you said the words. I can't even bring it out. I can't even, like, the words don't even come out. I can't articulate them.
After nearly 60 episodes.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. It's a lot, especially as we were only going to do about 10 at the beginning.
Yeah.
And we've done 60. 60 times people have potentially tuned in and listened to us talk shit.
Fuck. Well, when you put it like that.
And it is a sad day. It's a very sad day for Cece and I because it means that technically we're no longer working together.
What we need a weekly catch up regardless then. Because
I think we should, yeah.
I agree. A little bit about the world, we get a guest on, but more importantly, we get to catch up and find out what's going on with us.
Well, I'll be honest with you, over the 60 shows we've had some fabulous guests, but my favorite show has always been when we don't have a fucking guest.
Same. Yeah, well, when they cancel us in the morning, I'm like, yes, I get to talk to Pete.
No offense to the guests, because some of you have been delightful, some of you have been dickheads, but some of you have been delightful. However, it's you.
It is. Should we go out with a bang though? Should we like make this fucking...
Well, finally, well,
like, yeah, literally go out.
So tune in, because in the last, we're actually in separate rooms. The last 15 minutes, we're going to fuck for you live. No.
to get people to listen. Maybe we'll up our following a little bit.
Yeah, so you can now find the dating show on Pornhub.
Yes.
So this is going to be our last show. For our last show, we haven't got a guest. Because
on purpose.
On purpose, because we don't want anyone to take our limelight, basically. This is all about us.
But we have got a topic.
We've got a topic.
We thought we'd do something sort of regular. And I like the topic.
I like the topic. What is the topic?
The topic is other people's opinions.
Fuck them.
Fuck them, exactly. Moving on swiftly.
That's a brief. And there you go. And that's the topic done. So moving on, we are going to be doing Weird and Wonderful Dating News, and we're going to have a bumper listeners' questions and stories. Our producers actually told us that one of them is the best we've ever had. All right. So Cece and I haven't heard it yet, but it's the best we've ever had. So after nearly 60 shows, we've saved the best till last.
If that tops our last one, because the member matey boy who had, it was a shit story, as in something happened involving shit. But he, for me, the guy that we thought should work in radio, was my top. So if it beats that.
It may be that we said he should work in radio, and actually the dating show is going to be hosted by him now. Maybe that's what's happened.
That's what it is. Yeah, basically, we've both been fired, and all of our guests were better than us, so they are taking our place.
Yeah. But
if that happens, I'm going to fucking lose my shit. I'm not going to lie.
But listen, the dating show is us, all right? But just if anyone is listening, obviously we love FUBAR, but if they do bring back the dating show with anyone else, don't listen.
Yeah.
So moving on. shall we start with the final ever?
Fuck. Final ever fuck, yes.
Let's start with the final ever fuck. The final ever dating sex book.
Okay, right. I'm going to warm up for this one because as it's last, I don't know which angle you're going to go with. We're going to go real neat and tidy or we're going to go really wrong.
Well, I mean, it's a short and sweet one.
Okay.
So it's called a spicy gringo.
Spicy
gringo.
Gringo. Isn't gringo, it's what Mexicans call white people?
Well, I don't think it's just Mexicans. I think it's any Spanish speaking, like kind of countries or whatever.
Okay.
A gringo is someone who is not Hispanic or Latin.
Okay, so it's what's it called again? A spicy
gringo.
Spicy gringo.
Yeah.
Go on then, give it to me. Rather than me start insulting people, give it to me.
Do you like spicy food?
Yeah, I do.
Amazing. You should try this then. So, it's the act of stuffing someone's ass with hot sauce and then eating it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, so let's just visualise this. Someone's
Is bent over, arse cheeks spread, gaping.
Squeezy bottle.
What's the little arsehole just blowing kisses.
I've got the spice for you. So, you know, when you go to have a pizza and you in a proper Italian restaurant and then they come out with the oil and you can see the chilies in the bottom and you shake chili it oil. Up and it's like, yeah, but it's not just chili oil. It's like handmade, homemade, like been in there festering. So it's fucking spicy.
Yeah.
Squeeze that in.
Yes, squeeze that in. I mean, listen, if you like spicy food.
Yeah.
Great, get it. How would that feel for the person's arsehole, though? I mean, obviously, we all know what ring sting is.
Yes.
I mean, I can't imagine it being that comfortable.
No, I don't, because I know whenever I've had some really or too spicy food and you're like, give me the milk, you try and find everything, none of it works because you've just gone too far. I imagine that's more intense in your arsehole.
I can imagine it being more intense in your arsehole as well.
It could be a little bit like a colonic, but just a different version.
Yes. Very different version. Very, very different. Almost nothing like a colonic, if I'm honest with you.
See the resemblance. You know, you probably have the same effect, but maybe more pain.
Yes, definitely more pain. Definitely more pain.
Does it do it for you? Would you try it?
If I'm honest, no. Not something I would try. But, you know, like Johnny Cash said, nothing wrong with a ring of fire. All right? It is what it is. A ring of fire. One of my favourite Johnny Cash songs, that.
Good for you.
Burn, burn, burn. Have you heard the song?
I have. His movie's on TV tonight.
Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Great, great, great.
Very great.
Joaquin Phoenix is one of my favourite actors, actually, and he's fucking brilliant in it. And did you know as well, he actually learnt to sing like Johnny Cash and play the guitar for that film. And because Johnny Cash has got such a memorable voice, it was obviously quite low, when he was practising for months to try and sound like Johnny Cash, he couldn't get it, he couldn't get that low. And then months before they started, because he worked on it so hard, before they started filming, he'd suddenly found a new octave to go lower, and then because they weren't originally going to use his voice, they were going to use someone else's, and then actually Johnny Cash is the one singing in it, because he literally just before they started filming he managed to find this other octave because he practiced so hard to sound like Johnny Cash.
That's a really incredible story. I like that.
Yeah. Obviously Reese Witherspoon's in it, who plays she plays June Carter. And another Joaquin Phoenix thing, Joker 2 is about to start filming.
Who? Joker 2? Yeah, I heard this. Yeah. Should we just change the subjects and talk about movies?
Yeah, it's more one of my favourite things.
I've got fun facts for you all day long.
I don't watch TV, do I? So I don't watch, like normal TV, like fucking reality. I don't watch any of that shit. I don't watch any reality TV. I don't watch anything like that. I just watch serial killers and films.
Yeah, I'm saying not serial killers, but just films.
Oh, unless I love a good someone. Love a good serial killer.
I can't see.
Okay, what about serial killers? Are you just telling us that, or because of serial killers?
Because of serial killers. If I watch a horror movie or anything that's a little bit like that person could be in my house, no sleepy time for me.
Oh, that's quite cute, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah, that's quite cute from you. Yeah.
All cute for ages. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's quite cute. Right, so
let's
spicy
move on.
Gringo. Spicy gringo.
Okay.
So next up, we are going to be doing the last ever...
Fucking weird.
Weird and wonderful dating news.
Weird and wonderful dating news. As per, shall I read the first one?
Please.
Right. Oh, okay. This is going to be a good one for you. My date cooked his dogs a better meal than me, so I walked out.
Pathetic.
By her or him?
By her. Whoever walked out.
I knew you'd say that. A woman has been casually dating a guy for 2.5 months when he invited her around to cook for her for dinner. The woman has severe acid reflux, and which restricts the types of food she can eat, including red sauces, which something he knew about.
Oh, so she wouldn't like the spicy gringo.
She wouldn't be a fan.
No.
Still quite like to see it, though. When she arrived at his, she saw him making steak, eggs, potatoes, mini corns, which all looked delicious. When he finally brought the food to the living room where she was sat, she was surprised to see two plates with pizza on it. She asked where the steak and eggs were, and he bluntly said that his two German shepherds... He bluntly said that it was for his two German shepherds and said that they eat better than he does. Not only had she got much worse, she also had... He'd also served her something she couldn't eat, which she pointed out to him. He explained that he hadn't put much of the tomato sauce on the homemade pizza and told her to eat it. He refused to give her any of the food, so she got up, left, never spoke to him again.
Right. Well, firstly, absolutely nothing wrong with cooking great food for your dogs. And I don't see that as an issue. However, I feel like the headline in this makes it sound worse than it is.
It is worse. It's bad.
If she can't eat that stuff, then that is a bit wankerish of him to cook her something she can't eat.
Take out that she can't eat it anyway. I think it's still wankerish, no? Fucking steak for your dogs and pizza for your date.
Yeah.
Is that something you would do?
Yeah.
But you'd actually, you'd let them see that you're cooking the steak for your dogs and then go, oh, that's not for you, love. This bit of shitty ass pizza's for you.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No, listen, if you're cooking steak for the dog, then I'd probably, I'm obviously vegetarian, but if someone wanted steak, I would, and I'm cooking it for the dogs, then I would cook them a steak as well. I would quite happily give my dogs better food than... But listen, she's saying pizza is not like a... Some people love pizza. Some people consider pizza a better food than steak. Just because she can't eat it, which is the bad point of this, is that she can't eat it, so we shouldn't have cooked that. However, I don't see anything wrong with cooking better food for your animals than your date.
But then you're always prioritising the dogs over the partner.
Yes.
I mean, because absolutely, I've been there myself, it's just a little bit shit.
Well...
It doesn't do your self-confidence any good. Just saying. I'm all for cooking. Listen,
I don't think it does my dog's self-confidence very good if they see that I'm eating better than them.
That's you and them, right? That's fine. But you kind of got to show your partner... Who's priority? Even if you don't believe it, you've got to make them feel like they're important in your life.
Fine, and then I will cook her exactly the same as the dogs and stick it in a bowl on the floor for her as well. And then they can all be equals.
Let's move on. let's fucking move on.
No, listen, also it says here he refused to give her any other food, which is a bit wankerish as well. So he just sounds like a wanker full stop for the way he's treated her.
Yeah.
However, I don't think... being jealous of what the dogs are eating is, I mean, yeah.
I'd have to disagree. But
you can't be jealous of a dog.
It's not jealous of the dog. It's not
so cute, though.
It's not the point, is it? It's more about where that puts you in the relationship. It's not the jealousy of a dog. Like, you can't be jealous of a dog. Dogs are lush, but it's where it puts you in that pecking order. Like, where's the importance of you? Are you at the bottom of the list? And I've been there. It's only because I've been there, like, dated a guy whose dog was at the top. He was second. His job was third. I was fourth. And it, if you're spending the rest of your life with this person at number four, honey, I'm number one. I'm not number fucking four.
You are my work wife and I love you, but you are second in line to the dogs.
Right, let's move on. I'm not having it. Fucking not having it.
I love you though so much.
Thanks.
Just not as much as the dogs. right, the next one we love these sort of people.
Okay, go on then.
Woman who's sexually attracted to objects announces she's in a relationship with a plane.
Excellent.
Sarah Rodo, a 23-year-old from Germany, identifies as objectum sexual, which means she is sexually attracted to objects. She says that she feels an overwhelming love towards a particular passenger plane named Dick.
Excellent.
She now refers to this plane as her boyfriend. She's given relationships with humans a go, but claims the aircraft makes her feel complete. She admitted to not wanting to cuddle or become intimate with people, unlike objects, where she craves the intimacy. She even says it's the best sex she's ever had. She has one large replica model, which is the same size as her, as well as 50 smaller replica models that sleep in her bed that she gets physical with. She's in love with the plane that she regularly travels on it so that she can remain close to her partner. She particularly loves Dick's face, wings and engine, and says that they're so sexy to her. She would love to marry the plane more than anything, but it's forbidden in her country.
Oh, what a shame. It's forbidden in her country.
I mean, I find it weird that Germany has got a law that forbids you to marry a plane.
How many people, this obviously is something that's quite normal, regular to them. If they create a law around it, it must be something that people ask for.
I mean, I don't know what my favourite part of this is. The well is probably the fact that she sleeps in bed with 50 smaller replica models, because if they're replica, I mean, imagine how hard they are. Imagine just sort of tossing and turning in bed, you just fall on.
How uncomfortable.
Yeah. But then she does like to put them inside her as well.
That's actually a picture of her. We've got a picture of this woman laid in bed. She's on her back. She's hugging her plane.
I hope that's not the one that she fucks, because I mean, that has got a
big. She does fuck that one. So it's the one that's the same size as her, right?
No, I think it's the smaller ones that she fucks, because the head on that is quite big. And if she manages to get that inside her, then fuck me, I can hear the echo from here. You know, like when you're feeding like a baby and you do like the meow to go in.
Yeah, it wouldn't. All of that wouldn't shock me after.
Here comes the plane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think it's like that?
I do. I just, these ones, I can't, and the only one I trust and believe in these kind of, this type of situation story is our best friend, Yuri.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I believe him when he says he wants to fuck ashtrays, but this one, I feel like she's attention seeking.
Right. Why do we feel, maybe, well, it's a shame we can't get her on because this is the last show. I don't know if we mentioned it, but it would have been interesting to see, to speak to Sarah and see, yeah, to see if we could, if she's another Yuri.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fan.
I don't think that you could be another Yuri.
No, I just like Yuri. I just like him, but I think she's attention seeking. I'm not sold on Dick.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, she's a very interesting person, evidently, if she likes her. She's definitely no plain Jane.
is this actually a thing? Objectum sexual? I've never heard of that.
Well, apparently so. So I've got a question for you.
Oh, God. Go on.
If you had to fall in love with an object, what would the object be?
Probably fall in love is different to having sex with. You know,
she's in love with and having sex. So, all right, I'll tell you what then.
No, don't change it, because I had a good one for you. You know, my wooden French bulldogs that I use as a door stand?
Yes.
That's what I'd fall in love with.
You'd fall in love with.
Right. I wouldn't fuck it.
No, you get splinters. But
Yeah,
it'd be terrible. Okay, so yours would be the wooden. Okay, I get you. Yeah,
well, what would yours be? This is one you have to have sex with, though. It's not just love; it's sex.
Oh right, okay. So
yeah, I've changed it for you.
For me, it's sex. Okay.
Yeah.
motorbike.
You'd fuck your motorbike. What would you do? Stick your willy down the exhaust.
Or just wank on the seat or something.
Okay, I'll accept, because I mean, hard
with the
leather,
engine going whilst revving it. Yeah, whilst revving it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God this is the last show, because I'm never working again. So yeah, interesting.
I'm going to ask your opinion on something, and this is actually our topic now. So I know you sort of briefly touched on it at the start, very briefly, with two words, which I support. But other people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you genuinely don't give a fuck, but when would you give a fuck? Like, what would bother you? Would it be someone? Would we have someone that you know, or would it be if it was a person you've never met before in your life and they had an opinion on something you've done? When would it bother you?
Couldn't give a shit. If it's someone I've never met before, then I couldn't give a fuck whether someone, what anyone thinks. However, there are certain people whose opinions do matter to me, and especially over the last 8 years or whatever I've done fucking TV and that, everyone has an opinion. Mm-hmm. Everyone has an opinion, and you open yourself up to everyone's opinions. And quite often I couldn't give it. And I've had fucking death threats, and I've had fucking this and that, and everyone hates this, you know, whether people love you for 1 week and hate you for another week, whatever, couldn't give a shit. However, there are certain people's opinions, and I don't watch myself on TV who have maybe watched things that I've done or heard things that I've done who have given their opinion. And I do, it does matter to me. It matters to me because I love them. Mm-hmm. So I think your loved one's opinions, it does matter. Of course it does. However, people that you don't know and people, I really couldn't give a fuck.
And what about opinions of your partner? So if you...
If it's a loved one, yeah.
Someone else doesn't like your partner or they... Yeah.
It doesn't, again, couldn't give a shit, really, because it's not down to them. And more than anything, you would probably bother me based on the fact that I'd feel quite protective over that person. So that's why it would, you know, people saying stuff to me does not bother me. The reason I don't film with my family or in my house or I keep that very separate is because that's my area. Mm-hmm. And I don't want everyone to have an opinion on that. Mm-hmm. Because it would bother me if other people were fucked, you know, said something disrespectful about my mum, for example, or whatever else. Mm-hmm. However, if I'm, you know, dating someone or people don't like who I'm dating or who I'm friends with, I couldn't give a shit. It's my choice who I spend my time with, and it's my choice what I do with it.
And if you're in a, like a group situation then, so you're taking your bird out and it's like couples night and there's, I know, eight other couples and nobody liked your partner, how would you manage that or deal with it?
Listen, if it's my partner, then, you know, if you have love for me or you have any respect for me, then you keep your opinions to your fucking self.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I look at it. I mean, I've got friends, partners who I don't particularly fucking like, but I'm not going to be an arsehole to them because it's my friend's partner.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I think of them. It matters if they love them and they make them happy or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't, the whole thing, not everyone likes everyone and not everyone's going to agree with whatever goes on in life and what you do. And, you know, I don't agree with lots of things other people do, but does it matter what I think? No, not really. Do you know what I mean? Like, why would anyone give a shit what I fucking think?
Yeah.
Kind of think the same.
I guess that if it's like a protective thing, you know, if someone's trying to protect you, say you're dating someone, you end the relationship because they've maybe fucked you over and then you get back with them. So then your friends, your family are going to have an opinion because they're like, well, I'm trying to protect Pete now because this person has fucked him over. So,
which I completely get. I completely get that. And you can appreciate that people got other opinions, but don't give a shit. Because it's at the end of the day, it's your choice what you're doing. Listen, I've been there before where I've been see people and then, you know, my everyone hates them because they think they're fucking bad news, this and the other, and then I've got back with them. Mm. And then people have refused to or stopped speaking to me.
Yeah.
Well, it can't have been that fucking close to you in the first place, could I?
Yeah.
My life. And, you know, as much as you want to try and protect people, whatever else, the whole point of being a good friend or the whole point of being there for someone is that you, part and parcel of that shit is you have to respect what people do with their lives, and then you have to be there to pick up the pieces if it does go wrong, whether you're right or wrong, and you can give people advice or give people what your opinion is. At the end of the day, it's down to everyone to make their own choices in life, isn't it?
Have you never told a friend then that you don't like their partner? Oh, you have?
If I've been asked. Right, I'm honest about stuff. You know, I'm not going to just tell someone my opinion. If someone says, listen, what do you think? And someone asks, then I'll tell the truth. But at the end of the day, regardless of that being my opinion, just because that's my opinion does not mean that person should take my opinion on board. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite happy for that. Mm-hmm. There's no point giving your opinion on something if you think it's gospel and that you're just right and whatever else. And also, a lot of the time, and this is what I love, is people, we're allowed opinions. We're allowed, of course you are, but you don't have to
put your opinion on everyone. Yeah.
No, you don't have to fucking do that. If someone asks me, then I'll tell them the truth. Mm. However, if you don't ask me, I don't need to tell you because I'm not going to upset someone purposely by going, well, I think this and I think, because what the fuck does it matter what I think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I definitely, like in my 20s, I used to be the girl that would tell my friends what I thought were their partners.
Yeah.
Because they were maybe cheating on them or they'd done something, and I would always be the girl that was like, wow, your partner cheated on you. But it never, ever, ever went in my favor. I thought I was doing the right thing because I would be telling someone, your partner's fucking cheating on you. But the only person that gets the shit is the delivery person.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, and yeah. I always would. And I just, I mean, look, if someone's cheating on someone and it's I'm close to that person, I will always say something. But maybe I would do it. Maybe I would do it very differently now. I definitely wasn't quite very eloquent in the way that I would share that information.
You've got to be, listen, you've got to be honest. If people want to know your opinion, I completely get that. And sometimes people don't like it when you give an opinion that they don't agree with. But if you ask for the opinion, then you're going to get it. However, just because you have an opinion does not mean you have to tell everyone your opinion, because opinions are like arseholes. Everyone has one. It's a really old saying, but it's fucking true. Everyone's got an opinion on everything.
Mm.
However, the problem is that you get these really... I can't think of the word. There's a word for it. But you get these people that just seem to think they have to tell everyone exactly what they think about everything all the time. Yeah. There's absolutely no need to do that. I completely get freedom of speech and fucking, you know, I can say it's just my opinion. But it's the same as, look at, what's the thing? Fucking hell, I can't even fucking think properly today. It's like trolling type stuff.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Trolling
is fucking horrendous, right? But also, you get people that say nasty things completely unnecessarily, but then when they're told, why the fuck have you said that? Well, it's my opinion. I can say what I want. But you didn't have to. You know, let's say you put up a picture up on Instagram and goes, well, you look like shit. You might think that. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I'll see things and I think, oh, fuck me. I'm not going to go, well, you look like shit. Mm-hmm. And then when someone goes, why the fuck have you said that? Well, it's my opinion.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fine for you to have that opinion. No one's saying that that's wrong. Why the fuck have you got to say it?
I was listening to a really, really juicy podcast last week, and
juicier than this one.
Juicier than ours, fucking hell. It was so interesting because I, you know, when you pick up things about yourself and you're like, oh shit, do I do that? Hmm. And this woman was saying that when your friend calls you and they're like, I just need to like da da da, and they're saying all these things, and you're sat there literally on the edge of your seat thinking, I just got so much to say. She said the best thing you can say to someone in those moments is, do you want to be heard or do you want my opinion?
Mm.
And that's something I never ask people. Not that I put my opinions on people, but I've always got something to say because I might have experienced it myself.
Yeah.
But the best thing you can ask someone when they're calling you or they've said, can we have a coffee, is do you just want to be heard? Because if that's it and they just want to vent, you're not ready for someone else's opinion.
Mm.
But it's as a friend, you do want to support, and you maybe think, and especially I have this, maybe it's an error or it's a good or bad thing, I don't know, but I feel like my way of supporting is to share my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that's probably part of the... Because it's not a bad thing to share your opinion. Like, no. I'm not saying it is, but... when it's wanted, like
exactly, just said, it has to be invited.
But we all have this thing, and don't get me wrong. I'm sitting here like saying this, like I'm fucking an angel. No, not at all. Like I've done it before. Like someone tells you something, you go, well, that's fucking bollocks. Like you don't need to give your opinion.
Mm.
I'm quite happy if people don't take my opinion on board and it doesn't bother me in the slightest. Whereas you get some people give an opinion and then get the ump.
Well, you don't take it, yeah. You're like, I told you, yeah, well, I didn't ask your fucking opinion, and I didn't ask you of me for...
But then it's my pet hate when people go, well, listen, it's just my opinion. Like, as if it gets them... When you say something that's wankerish, by going, well, it's just my opinion, you know what I mean? Does not get you... No. You've said something wankerish.
It's like saying sorry, but not meaning it. I'm sorry, but it's just how I feel. Well, you're not fucking sorry, and actually no one needed to hear that that's just how you feel. That's your ego wanting to hear everyone to hear how you feel.
But the problem is, and I'm guilty with it, we all, like, you know, everyone is, we love to hear the sound of our own voice. And everyone likes to think that they're right all the time. But at the end of the day, listen, we all live our own lives. And as long as you do things in life, when we all fuck up and make mistakes and whatever else. And sometimes you should have listened to people's opinions because it might have saved you an awful lot of trouble or whatever else. But that's the beauty of hindsight, isn't it?
Mm.
Whose opinion does matter to you?
Anyone I'm close with, my family's really do, their opinion matters But equally, they
you don't have to take it.
Life to me. So sometimes my friends who are from London have lived and moved away from like the hometown, moved to London. They know a little bit more about the lifestyle here and how it works and the things that we either crave or we need, or they're just a little bit more in tune with who I am today. So my families do matter, but also they just live differently to me. They're never going to get my London life, and I would never expect them to. So I'll take on board their opinion, especially if I'm coming off as a twat. That means a lot. I really would take on their opinion because I think, well, if you think it, someone else thinks it. So I don't want to be horrible to people, but I guess my friends are really, you know, my friends challenge me, and that's why they're my friends. We all challenge each other.
It's good to be challenged. It's good to be challenged because, and this is another thing, as much as it's other people's opinions, also this is another, my opinion or I get things wrong all the time, all the time, like we all do. And sometimes it is good to be challenged and have other people's opinions because it might make you see things differently.
100%. However,
and it's, you have to be the sort of person that can take on other people's opinions when you ask, does that make sense?
Like, it's the invite. Yeah. It's like any good friend will say, can I give you my opinion on this?
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, yeah, do you know what? But if I'm sometimes not ready to hear things,
no.
And I'll just say, babe, like, today I don't want to hear it. Like, yeah. I know I might be in the wrong. Just today is not the day to hear it. And I'm honest about that. It's like setting a boundary.
And having the humility to admit when you're wrong is really important as well. Especially for, you know, someone like me, because I am wrong 90% of the time. However, I think I'm right 100% of the time.
We always do. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it.
But yeah, but if you are wrong about stuff, you know, you have to admit that. You have to own your shit, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's how you grow.
Yeah.
Own it.
Own your shit. Right. That was our last.
That was our opinions.
That was our opinions on. That was our opinions on people's opinions.
Yeah.
So let us know your opinion on opinions. This is normally the time before we go into listeners' questions and stories where I'm going to remind people that we're listening to the Fubar Radio. The Fubar Radio.
The Fubar Radio.
Listen to Fubar Radio and where you can find us on, you know, all that sort of stuff. But as it is our last show, don't bother getting in contact with us because
bother getting in contact, but also listen to us.
Yes.
Like, so please do listen to all our old shows because I'm sure at some point it will look good for someone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Someone will care.
Yes, we have done nearly 60 different topics, all sorts of things, and you can listen to all of them things on Fubar Radio and across all sorts of other bits and bobs. So please do that because, you know, it's our legacy.
It is. It is our legacy.
So for the very sad last time, we're going to do listeners' questions and stories.
Ooh-wee! This is one of my favourite parts.
Well,
one of.
So we're going to start with a story from Zach.
Where's Zach from?
Zach is from Dundee.
I think Zach is from New Zealand.
Oh, and what does that sound like?
Don't get me fucking started on this. I'll completely ruin his life and ours.
Okay, Zach, are you from New Zealand? Tell us.
So it's the first day. We're going to Liverpool for a few drinks. Everything's going well. We end up going back to hers. So we're having a little boogie in the kitchen, dancing, feeling good. She comes to me and she says, "Zach, I've got a cat. Do you want any?" I said, "No, I'm good, thanks." I didn't really trust her. She takes a big spoonful of this cat and then sniffs it down. She struggles. It's that much cat. And I'm like, fucking hell, champ. So after 10 minutes, she comes up to me and says, "Karen's upstairs." She repeats it like 3 times. And I'm like, well, I'm getting a bit creeped out now. Anyway, we carry on dancing. I'm like, is she seeing shit? Maybe she's tripping already. So after maybe about another 20 minutes, she runs to the door and she says, "They're here." And I'm like, who the fuck is she on about? She says, "They're here, Zach." So I fucking open the door. There's no one there, thank God. She pushes past me and goes, "Guys, what are you doing? Come on inside." And she's literally talking to thin air. There's no one out there. So I get the door closed and eventually by saying that they're actually inside, these imaginary people, and it works. We're all good. So she says, "Oh, Zach, sleep here." I shouldn't, but I fucking did because I'm drunk as a skunk and a bit of a horny dog as well. And I wake up and a bit later, and I can just sense something's off. And I open my eyes and I can see a shadow above me. So I open them fucking rapid, and it's her stood over me. And she just says, "Zach, you need to leave." And I'm like, "Thank fuck, yeah, I do." So I start rushing, I get my fucking clothes on, and I look at the time, it's like 3:45 or something. She's let me sleep for like half an hour, if that. So as I'm trying to get changed, she's fucking on my back. She's saying, "Zach, fucking get your clothes on, get out of my fucking house," basically. And she already had a taxi waiting outside for her, which I thought was a bit weird. Anyway, so we never really spoke again, and that was it, really.
Wow.
Wow.
So firstly, I thought he said cat, and I was like, why is he so fussed about a fucking cat? Right.
No, cat. Cat. So went on a date and then got back, having a few drinks and a little dance around the kitchen, and your date gets off her tits on cat. That is the moment I think you leave.
Yeah.
I mean, however...
Well, what did he call himself? A horny dog or something?
A horny dog.
A horny dog and something else.
But however horny you are, it would worry me sleeping with someone who thinks that there's a full party going on when there's only two of you.
Well, for me, it's the door thing, allowing people in that aren't there.
What do you do in that situation? Do you pretend you can see these people?
Oh, I would. If I'm like, yeah, he's clearly fucking living this, I would be worried about what he'd do. If that's his level of fucked, then what's he going to do to me if I try and say I want to leave?
The funny bit for me is whether or not I would pretend that I know what's happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, would I be like, "Oh yeah, how are you, Barry? Are you good?" whilst talking to a plant pot, just to make it seem normal? Or would you be going, "What the fuck is happening? There's no one there."
I think you'd probably...
I'd pretend
for a little bit, but I would not be getting into a bed with that person, and especially not having sex with them. Fucking hell.
No way. And I think it's a lesson to everyone. Don't do cat on your own on a date.
Lesson learned. Thank you, Zach.
We're going to go straight to Jen.
Okay. Another story.
So, Jen, story. Jen is from Wales, I think.
Jen, I think she's from Scotland.
Okay.
So a few years back, I got on an online date. So I got and met him at a really busy pub, sort of a family type of pub, that kind of thing. And I got there and the first thing I noticed is he's like 15 years older than his pictures. But I'm quite interested in people, so I thought I'll just sit down and have a quick drink with the guy and see what he's about. He's clutching this box. I remember it's like a navy blue box, like almost like a jewellery, like a watch box, that sort of thing. And starts to tell me he's a domination master and he's looking for a submissive, like a full-time submissive. And I'm like, okay. And they said, you know, what's this box you're clutching? So he passes it over going, "It's a present for you." And then tells me that he's looking, for me to be his submissive potentially. So I open the box and I'm about a foot away from a table of guys. And I flipped it open and I see this big metal butt plug. So I just flip the lid back down very quickly. He's like, okay, move the conversation on. And he's like, "Do you know what that is?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's prattling on about his favourite colour being like purple, I think he mentioned. And I'm like, whatever, yeah. Anyway, so I kind of make my excuses and leave. For some reason, I take the box with me. Anyway, so I get home, look at this thing properly, and there's a great big purple gem on the end of the butt plug. I did actually end up keeping hold of it for a few years. I took it to work to show a friend that's just like a bit into all that. She priced it up and we were gobsmacked at how much he'd actually spent on this thing. But that was the last I've ever seen of him, and definitely the weirdest date I've ever been on.
I mean, listen, Jen, it sounds like my guy there has watched, what's that film, 50 Shades of Grey, a little bit too much, and just thought he was...
Look, what kind of chat were they having beforehand to get to this level where he thinks that bringing a butt plug on the date is cool?
This is the context of it, is that actually that might have been missed out, is that actually they were sexting, maybe. I don't know. Because if they're just having normal chat beforehand and then he would just turn up with the butt plug, firstly, respect that hustle. Go get what you want, son.
What's the app? Isn't that
by the sounds
app?
Of it, hold on. Producer just said she had no idea he was a dominatrix. Is dominatrix the word for the man, or is it called something else? Is it still a dominatrix? I don't know. So she had no idea. So it sounds like actually he did just randomly just rock up with a butt plug.
What a guy.
What a guy. How would you feel if he went, oh, listen, I've got a little present for you. You know, so nice to meet you. Really glad you came for this drink. Here's a butt plug.
Yeah, I'd make my excuses and leave. The thing,
would
right?
You take, a... But would you take the butt plug with you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, it's a present after all. You don't be rude.
So this is a little bit weird for me, but I'm going to take it anyway. Yeah. Would you? I mean, you probably
would. I take the butt plug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd add it to my collection.
Jen, sorry about your day, and I hope the next one's not as fucking weird. But
well, I think you should just get your own back, and on your next day, I think you should take the butt plug and give it to the other person. Just see how they react.
That's quite nice. It's like acts of service. It's a gift. Just giving gifts to people.
Because also,
someone will enjoy it and like it.
But how funny would that be if you did that and then the person went, what the fuck is this? And you went, I'd see, that's the reaction I was looking for, because this is what someone bought me. Because what a great conversation starter for a date.
Maybe we're missing the point here, because he's actually spent a lot of money on this. She said at the end that they found out how expensive this was. Maybe he's gone home and he's the one like, fuck Jen, I fucking bought her a really expensive butt plug and she's an ungrateful cow.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. Maybe we're seeing it from the wrong angle.
Maybe. Jen's or he probably went back to his dungeon and his house dungeon.
I think Jen's the problem. I don't think it's him.
You think, basically.
He's going to take the time and effort to buy her a really expensive gift and she's rejected.
Yeah, normally people go with flowers. Or something, but he just he just wanted the butt plug and said, yeah.
Different, yeah. Right. Who's next?
Well, we're gonna do some advice now, I think.
Oh God. These poor people.
All right.
Advice.
We're gonna do some advice from Chelsea. So I'm gonna read this out to you.
Go on.
So this is advice from Chelsea. What's your take on fuck buddies and trying not to catch feelings? If you do catch them, what do you do? Should I tell that person and walk away or carry on as we are? Cece, take it away.
Look, just because it started out as fuck buddies, it doesn't mean it has to go in that direction or continue in that direction. If you're catching feelings, you need to say something, because then you're tricking yourself on them. And who knows, they might actually feel the same way. And if they don't feel the same way, you're still tricking yourself, because you're then entering into something where you're hoping they're probably going to change. And if they're just not on that level, then they're not on that level. So
do you think you can have a fuck buddy without catching feelings?
I can't, but someone else might. I personally can't, but it depends on your makeup. Women release a hormone when we have sex. It's a fake hormone. So we naturally think that we like this person more than we do. Men don't have that hormone. So we will, if you take that into account, it's always going to be a little bit harder for a female, because we get this, it's a fake hormone. Until it runs out and it gets out your system again, you think you're into this person and you're not. And to try and tell yourself that, oh, it's not me, it's the hormone, it's quite hard to do.
Okay. All right. So scientifically, it's proven that women catch feelings.
The hormone makes you feel like you've caught feelings, yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I think you can just have fuck buddies and not... if you're having sex with someone, regardless, you're catching... You've got feelings for that. Like, you like that person. But obviously by catch feelings, I think that's slightly different. I do think you can have sex with someone and not want a relationship. Be quite casual. But I do think it's quite hard, because normally someone always does end up catching feelings. It's very rare that you get two people that are both on the same page. Mm. And I agree with Cece. With what you do, yes, you should tell that person completely. And if it's the case that they're not in the same boat, then yeah, you do have to end it.
Yeah.
Because
then you're just
trying to change someone, it doesn't work. And unfortunately, it's happened. I've been in situations like that before, where people may have feelings or whatever else, and just think that over time that person's going to change. And sometimes it doesn't. And actually, all you end up doing is hurting yourself. So,
I agree. Have you got a birdcage in your back garden?
No, it's just, I've got the door open. Why, can you hear a lot of birds?
That is loud as fuck. It's quite lovely. No, leave it. I like it. It's like It's quite therapeutic, actually. I can just see you sitting there with your plant, like slumped over in your chair with your birds chatting in your ear.
Yeah, I'm sort of in the country a little bit. I've got a forest at the back of me, haven't I? So it's, yeah, there's lots
Oh, now your fucking phone's trying to compete. Get rid of that. It's not quite the same sound, is it?
No, it's not quite the same. So
next. Yeah. Well, we concluded. Are we done with that one? I think
we're concluded. We're concluded. Okay. So this last one is the best we've ever had in terms of a dating story, according to Georgia, our producer. So she's hyped this up. She has built this to being the best we've ever had. So, should we go for it?
His name's Peter. So
his name's Peter.
Fucking brilliant. So I think he's from Essex.
So, Peter, let's hear it.
So, met a girl on Tinder, we matched. We organised basically a one-night thing. Everything seemed relatively normal. She gave me a beer, we sat there, we were having a drink, having a laugh. And all of a sudden, there's an armchair in the corner of the room, like this big, like, fur-type throw over it. And I swear it moved. I'm like, talking to her, but my eyes looking back, I'm like, that fucking moved. And about half an hour later, she sort of whispers in my ear, she says, I'm going to go off and, you know, slip into something comfortable. I was like, all right, no worries, love, crack on. So she goes off into the bedroom. I thought, right, I've got to find out. Pulled the fucking throw back, and there was these three little skinny, baldy old cats. I was like, oh, God. And I tried to put the throw back on them, but I'd awoken them. In all the commotion, she's re-entered the room in a custom homemade outfit. This was not bought in no shop. She's made a cat suit, but an actual cat suit so she could look like a cat. It came with a collar and a bell and a name tag and ears. Granted, she'd skimped on the tailor. Turned out to be the belt of a nana's dressing gown that she just stuck on her back. And she'd cut strategic holes in said suit as well. So let's just say she'd given herself a cat flap, quite literally. She meowed at me, started purring, which set off the real cats. So there's this weird feline choir just surrounded me in this little fucking living room in Bournemouth. She then hopped up onto the sofa and tried to crawl towards me on the back of the sofa, but forgot her sofa had wheels. She went plummeting to the floor, bless her. The noise that fucking landing sent two of the cats off in a frenzy. I peered over the settee. She's clinging on like Mufasa in Lion King. I helped her up. Said, come on, love, you know, these things happen. And she just turned round to me and said, get the fuck out, you dog-loving prick. She's burst into tears. The tail's gone. She's got two whiskers out of six left. I was like, what do you mean? No, get the fuck out. I was like, you know what it is, on hindsight, I'll happily get the fuck out. And I left. And I've never spoken to her since. Discuss that one.
Oh, fuck me.
Right, Peter, you didn't fucking disappoint, son, did you?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you organised that Tinder date, I can't imagine that was the sort of pussy you were hoping for. But,
wow.
So, should we get straight to the point? I mean, the cat suit.
Fuck now, me.
Whenever I hear these stories, it always makes me think, what would I do? What would I do in that situation? Because you've got two things you can do there. You can either just get the fuck out as soon as that happens, or you go along with it.
Oh, no. For me,
I'm going to be honest, I'd go along with it.
Nah.
I'd get a bowl of milk on the floor. I'd be having her on the... I'd be stroking her and I'd be...
Oh, God, no.
Because what a fucking experience.
Well, okay, maybe you'll say... But your way... Like, you think of it another way around. When a guy walks into the room and I'm sat there and his three fucking cats and he's dressed as a cat, it gets a bit more weird.
I do think, yeah, listen.
Like, granted, it's not cat woman, is it? It's not cat man. Or yeah. Is there a cat man? I just don't know about cat man.
No, I don't think there is a cat man. But I mean, I would want to go because it would be such a weird situation. I don't know. I mean, I just don't.
I think my favourite part to all of that is when she said she walked to the room and meowed, and then the cat were in symphony with this, and they're all fucking.
The feline choir.
That is awesome.
Also, listen, if you're going to have the bollocks to do that and become a cat for the night and do that kind of role play thing where, you know, you're purring and doing what cats do and all that sort of shit, I can imagine...
I'm just, this is jokes.
Falling off the back of a sofa.
On sofa wheels.
Yeah, probably would kill the mood a little bit.
Oh my God. I could listen. I want to hear that again. I feel like there's so many different elements to this story. You're bang on, Pete. He does need to tell stories for a living.
Listen, it's a Peter thing. See, Peter, all Peters are great. But it's one of them things, you know, when you you visualize something, because I really want to see the outfit. I mean, the dressing down as a towel and the cap flap. I want to see the outfit. I want something like that to happen to me because I want to know what I'd do.
I'm sure he's got her digits. I'm sure he hasn't blocked her. I'm sure Peter can
Bournemouth ain't that too far. Pete, be a mate. Send me her number because yeah. I'll go around there with some fucking, you know, cat treats and shit and just play the game.
Wowee. That, do you know what, Georgia? You did not disappoint. That was, for me, the best story we've had.
Can you just imagine the awkwardness of sitting there and thinking she's going to slip and stay more comfortable, sat there and then seeing the ball cats and going, oh God, that's weird, put the throw back on, and then having some all back in as a cat. Like, you know, one of them things where you wish that there'd been, like, you could see it. Because I would just love to have seen his face when someone's walked in dressed as a cat and started purring and shit.
Fucking hell. That's just so many levels of fucked up.
It's listen, each to their own. You know what I mean? We've had someone on the show that fucking fell in love with a plane and fucks a plane. Now we've got Catwoman. But again, you've got to think of it like this. Peter, this is another thing. I'm guessing this isn't the first time she's done that.
No, of course it isn't. If you're saying I'm going to slip into something more comfortable, this is obviously her thing.
So how many other people have gone away with it, have gone along with it, and then if you had gone along with it, what would have happened?
Well, people must have, right? Otherwise, she would have stopped at that point. She wouldn't be continuing to dress as Catwoman because it would have freaked her out. Oh, no one seems to like or appreciate my efforts.
But what would have happened? Like, if you'd have gone along with it, what would you have been doing?
Oh, I can imagine what they were doing. I think the cats would have been involved. I think this wasn't just a her thing. This was her and her. This is when it goes back to what's priority. Is it your dogs? Is it your cat? Is it your, are your animals, or is it your partner? And I very much feel like her cats are, she's taking it to another level.
My favourite part of this whole thing is the fact that she obviously felt quite embarrassed about the fact that she was a terrible cat who fell off a sofa and then decided to take her anger out on Peter by saying, you dog-loving prick. It's not the fact that she's obviously completely and utterly fucking nuts dressed up as a cat with a dressing gown towel.
No.
It was the problem.
It's his fault. He's the problem.
It's Peter's problem because he's a weird guy. Because he likes dogs. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with the fact that that's fucking nuts. It's just down to the fact that obviously he's a dog person. It's the only possible reason this could be weird and he's not enjoying it. It's not because I've got a homemade cat costume on. It's because
he likes
dogs. Fucking dog-loving prick. What a wanker.
What a wanker. There
Peter, what a wanker you are, you dog-loving fuck. What a knobhead. Never fucking speak to us again, you dog-loving prick.
Wow.
Well, what a way to end.
Fucking brilliant. All right, Pete, before we leave, because I know the drag out is going to be another level, I'm just going to ask you, has there been a favourite or top moment or anything that's been stand out to you in the last 16 months?
Fuck. You know what? There's been a number. I think for me, probably standout was when we had Yuri because it had to be a Yuri moment, for Valentine's Day doing the sex positions.
Okay, so that was his second time.
With the doll, yeah, when he was on with his little pants on and he was doing sex positions with Lola and Luna, his wife and mistress, sex dolls. That was up there because that's one of the most surreal things that's ever happened. So that's definitely up there. Favourite guests other than Yuri? We've had some great ones, to be fair.
We really, really have. Like,
obviously, like Paul and Anna, I love. They're you know, good friends of mine. I think they were really, really good. But we've had some really, really good guests.
Yeah, we have. There's been a lot of.
What about you? Have you got a favourite?
I think that my favourite is Jory the first time round because
it was,
I had no expectations. I just didn't know what I was, you know, you just never know. So
our expectations were that he was going to be complete nuts and that we weren't going to like him.
I didn't expect to like him. I was shocked at myself.
Also, the past 16 months, as Georgia has just reminded me in a little message, probably one of the funniest things I have ever experienced to the point where I was crying, we both were, was Yuri's accent.
Oh, the slight language barrier we had with him.
Yeah, the peen.
The peen. What was it? I thought he said peen. You thought he said...
No, I thought he said peen, I think. Or was it you that thought it was peen?
No, you did, and it was pain, wasn't it?
And it was pain. Yes, because we have a group chat, myself, Cece, and our producer, Georgia, with that video in, which I'm going to have to watch again after this, because no matter how many times I've watched it, and I've watched it 100 times, it always makes me laugh. It
cracks me up, yeah.
Because it was just fucking brilliant. It really was.
It's because you'd expect something like that to be a sketch that's made up, and it wasn't. It was just a genuine him talking about his childhood, and Pete and I heard two completely different perspectives. We heard two different words that make a very big difference to the story.
The context of it made very different. Yeah. But other than that, do you know what? Some of my favourite things, as to be honest with you, it's just been working with you and Georgia.
Yeah, I agree.
We have become very good friends.
An awesome threesome.
Yeah, you are my work wife, and I love you to bits. And the reason that this has gone on so long is because of that. It's because actually I've enjoyed every minute of working with you and Georgia.
I couldn't agree more. And you're right, this probably wouldn't have gone on that long if we didn't enjoy talking to each other every week.
Yeah, and do you know what as well? Not even just us, is the feedback from people that have listened to the show has been really lovely. Obviously, we have
the
Date Show Instagram. You know, every week we have people send us their stories and ask for advice, and we've heard some great stories and heard some amazing things. And so thank you for that, because without your interaction, then there wouldn't have been a show.
I'm just going to throw this one out there. Georgia, is there anything that you just want to come on and say and like share? And
yes, because this show every week is the three of us, not the two of us. So, Georgia, we need to hear you.
Hello. You stitched me up at the end.
Of course.
Thank you, you two. You've been absolute stars. And I've loved every second of waking up at ridiculous time in the morning to talk about sex and all sorts of you two. I don't know how I'm going to continue. Like, who's going to fill me in on these crazy words each week?
Do you know what's really funny is the three of us, obviously, when we record the show and we hear so many fucking wild things and we have conversations and there's wilder things that we can't put on the show, is that throughout the week, what the three of us then do is go and tell everyone about this show, because we go, do you know what I heard? Or do you know what happened the other day? Or do you know this? Do you know what? And it's become, because it has been a fucking mental journey.
This show is my content for my date life.
Yeah.
I want nothing else to say apart from what I do for this once a week, my job. I'm like, yeah, it gives me great content.
Aside from the fact that obviously there's been some wild shit, we've also reflected on some really interesting topics, some quite serious ones as well in little bits across the 16 months. Do you think, and I've learned an awful lot of, you know, new things that I didn't know, and probably has changed my opinion on certain things because I've spoken to different people about different things along the way. And I think that's been really nice as well.
Mm. I said earlier on in the show how much I love learning about perspective and how the world works, and it's not all in my head and my experiences. Mm. And I do get blown away on a weekly basis. Something is said, or even if it's a story, you know, we're laughing about it. It's it actually makes me feel really normal, and it makes me feel really humbled that, you know, not everything is perfect, and it's okay to just fuck things up sometimes, because we're all doing it. Like all the stories, you know, everyone's got a story. Everyone's got their own, their life, and it makes me feel 20 times better about mine.
Yeah, It's basically in reflection on what Cece just said there, she's really enjoyed the fact that you're all so fucked up. It makes her feel better about it.
It makes me feel very normal.
Yeah, because we're all fucked. So that is it then. For the last time, I think there's only one way to end.
I'm ready. I've warmed up.
With the last ever circle of love.
See, I did that.
Which leads into
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Thank you all. Goodbye.